That's a textbook way to blow a basketball game. But shout out to Bam Adebayo for being absolutely dog tonight. Are you kidding me? Listen, the Heat were up 10 early, and then the Mavericks were up 10, blah, blah, blah. Let's skip past all that and go to the fourth quarter. You got Terry Rozier cooking. You got Jimmy Butler finally starting to heat up a little bit. Actually, I thought everybody on the Miami Heat actually played pretty well, except for Jimmy and Bam. But then the game gets close, you're trading buckets back and forth. Terry Rozier is hitting big shot after big shot. He's showing the onions. Jimmy Butler is getting to that mid-range shot and cashing shots to take the lead. But then they go to Bam Adebayo on back-to-back plays who can't make a layup. The guy shot 35% today, Bam. You shot 5 of 14? Listen, I love you, Bam. But there's too many games where you act like this. If you want to be an all-star, if you want to be that guy, you can't keep having games where you shoot under 40%. You're a big man. Show some touch around the rim. And yeah, he's always going to be pretty nice on the defensive end. But then down the stretch, he gave up an easy-ass rebound to Derek Lively, who kicked it out to Kyrie in the corner for three. That was a five-point game, and he could not come back from that. I'm very frustrated at the moment because you're beating all these bad teams, Miami Heat, and you finally have a chance here, a really nice measuring stick game against a good Mavericks team who's been playing like crap for the last week now, and then you sh** the bed in the fourth quarter versus them. Really, you sh** the bed in the third quarter. I mean, hello darkness, my old friend. The return of the third quarter is back. We haven't seen that in a minute. What did Miami Heat get outscored today in that third? 37-25 after being up double digits early on in that first half. They were terrible in that third quarter. How can you be a championship contender and you go from moving the ball in that first quarter, everybody's getting the touch, you're setting the screen, you're cutting, you're finding guys back door. But then in the third quarter, you stop moving the ball completely? And I'm not trying to take all the credit away from the Mavericks here, but the defense didn't do nothing different. You stopped moving the ball. Everything was stagnant. You stopped cutting. Nikola Jovic was pretty terrible tonight, but he's been fine in the starting lineup, so I don't want to get into him too much either. But everything else was just awful in that third quarter. But then they start to pick it up. They go into the fourth quarter. Like I said, Terry Rozier gets high. You finally take the lead after a monster shot from Jimmy Butler, and then flat again, and Bam Adebayo was awful on both sides of the ball, and you blew a golden opportunity to go 10 games above 500. I mean, the Miami Heat scored 108 points tonight. You know, the last six Dallas Maverick opponents have all had over 120. Three of them had over 130, and the Miami Heat had how many points in the first quarter? 36 points in the first quarter, and you still barely scored 100. The offense of this team is terrible. And let's talk about the offensive rebounding, because that one by Derek Lively is not the only one today that the Mavericks had. The Mavericks had 10 offensive rebounds today. And that's what happens, Miami Heat, when you have no size. And this is, again, this is beating a dead horse at this point, because we know ever since this past offseason, they decided to sign how many big men? None. No big men. Except for Thomas Bryant, who had like a solid 5-minute stint today when he wasn't standing in the corner bricking wide open threes. How can you be a championship contender when you have no size? You can't even guard Daniel Gafford and Derek Lively. How the hell are you going to guard Nikola Jovic, Miami Heat? How are you going to do that? But again, that's an offseason problem that's too late to fix now, right? And I do like Patty Mills. I do like DeLon Wright. A lot of people were out there saying you should have got some size. I say no one existed. So it's not even a problem you could have fixed now. They had to do it this past offseason. And I guess you didn't have Kevin Love tonight. He's technically your backup center. He's been a good rebounder, but he's still small as it is. We know what Kevin Love brings to the table. Let's go ahead and go through this box score tonight, because I'm frustrated and I want to talk about it. Jimmy Butler, awful tonight. Good way to sell the parlay, Jimmy, but I don't care about that. I just want to win basketball games. You put up 14 points. You didn't care. I'm not going to get on Jimmy for picking and choosing when he cares, because I've already been on record saying, you do you, Jimmy. I know you're going to be there come playoff time. So you do you. But I picked a bad night to add the boy to the parlay. But anyways, come fourth quarter, he was cooking. But then they stopped giving him the ball, and it was Bam Adebayo, brick city time. Nikola Jovic, like we said, really wasn't great tonight. He was 2-6, only played 15 minutes. We talked enough about Bam Adebayo, and I'm not doing it anymore because I'm very frustrated with you, Bam. Duncan Robinson, though, lit up the world today. In that first half, he was like 4-4 from three, finished with 19 points on the night on 5-8 shooting from downtown. kind of went a long stint in that fourth quarter without playing because it was tough. The Heat were playing well. Jaime Jaquez was playing very well. Jaime finished the night with 13 points and 6 boards. He was 3 of 4 from 3. And I think Spo maybe waited a little bit too long to bring in Duncan because by the time he came back in, he only got one shot. It was wide open, but he was out of rhythm. It was kind of cold, and he missed it, which led to a Dante Exum wide open three. The defense was terrible in that fourth quarter. I still can't get over how god-awful that defense was in the fourth quarter. Now, they played great defense for one possession, and then you had some Luka Magic BS fadeaway three that he hit with, like, fading out of bounds. But he stepped out of bounds. If you watch the replay, Luka Doncic had a whole foot out of bounds. So tell me, NBA, you could go review Max Strus in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals and take away his three, but your next face of the league, Luka Doncic, he can step out of bounds all he wants, right? That's okay. What a frustrating game. I thought the officiating was terrible today, too. They called Caleb Martin for a flagrant foul earlier in the game because he was trying to block the ball, and his little sleeve whiffed the top of Tim Hardaway Jr.'s head, and they called a flagrant. What kind of bullcrap call is that? There's another play, one of the earliest challenges that Spoelstra has ever used. It was in like the first quarter, second quarter. Jimmy had an easy steal, all ball, picked the pocket of PJ Washington, clean as ever. They called a foul on Jimmy, reviewed it, kept the foul. I thought that was bullshit. But that's not, the officiating is not why the Heat lost this today. They lost today because their two stars played terrible. Let's talk about Terry Rozier, though, to round out the starting lineup, though. 27 points, 6 rebounds, 11 assists, 10 of 17 shooting, and 0 turnovers? Oh, my God. Easily the best night of Terry Rozier in his Heat tenure. Was hitting monster shots down the stretch to match all the big shots that the Mavericks hit. But by the end, it was too late because he wasn't enough. He couldn't do it by himself. We mentioned the 0 turnovers for him. I also forgot to say Jimmy Butler had 6 turnovers tonight. So he was pretty terrible, but I'm not as mad at him. I don't expect Bam to have as many games like this as he does. And I love Bam, and he's a great player. I'm not saying he sucks or nothing. Like, this video is not, I don't even say this video is an overreaction, right? Because I'm reacting to the game. I understand this is 1 of 82. I understand they've won 7 out of their last 10 or whatever it is now. I understand they could bust the OKC's ass tomorrow and we'll feel great, right? But I'm not going to sit here after every game as a content creator and say, oh, it's only 1 of 82. I'm not worried. Like, no, I'm reacting to the game, so I'm a poster. This is how I feel. This is an instant reaction to the game, and I'm not happy. Although, put into perspective, in the grand scheme of things, I understand it really doesn't mean a lot. It's just one loss. And they were very competitive with a good team, so whatever. Going back to the bench here, we talked about Jaime Jaquez. Caleb Martin continued another great night for him. Another game in double digits, 13 points, 4-9, 3-7 from 3. He's been shooting the ball phenomenally. And then you got a couple minutes from Highsmith and Thomas Bryant. Pretty insignificant there. It is going to be curious to see kind of what the Heat's rotation is going forward. I kind of posted a video, I think, yesterday about how they can supplement the loss of Josh Richardson. He is out with a season-ending shoulder surgery, so we're praying everything goes well with him. And, of course, they just signed DeLon Wright about a week ago. They signed Patty Mills. So I was kind of discussing how much burn those guys would get. I love them a lot, but truthfully, I don't think they'll play too much just because, look, you don't have Tyler Hero tonight, and those guys still didn't play. So the biggest question becomes, when Tyler Hero comes back, does he start? That's not something I want to get into right now because I've gone through it 100 times, but I will say it's interesting to see how much people are starting to agree with what I've been saying a long time ago, which is keep Duncan in the starting lineup and have Tyler come off the bench and kind of run that second unit. It's no slight to Tyler. It's just more so me saying I think he's better in that role and Duncan Robinson is better in his starting role. But you're starting to hear Ira say it. You're starting to hear Barry Jackson say it, Ethan Skolnick. And there's a lot of chatter out there. So you wonder what Spoelstra is going to do. We don't know at this point if Tyler's going to play tomorrow or Kevin Love. But the sooner the Heat get those guys back, the better. Because tomorrow is an extremely tough matchup versus a red-hot Oklahoma City Thunder. That team doesn't really have as much size as the Mavericks do, so hopefully the Heat don't get killed on the glass. Obviously, they got that stick, Chet Holmgren, the boy like 7'4", but he hanging out at the three-point line. And I've had that boy for like 5 rebounds on the anonymous player prop betting app that doesn't sponsor me, so I won't say the name. I've had him on there like several times this year, and he never cashes it. So from personal experience, I know that boy is not a good rebounder. Anyways, that's all I gotta say for this video. So comment your thoughts down below. Let me know if you're mad. Let me know if you're angry. Let me know if you're indifferent. But most importantly, like the video and subscribe. We're on the road to 4K subs, so I do greatly appreciate it. And I'll see y'all with a post-game reaction tomorrow. So peace out.
Look, pull up in your city trying to get that dead fetch. Do it on my own, I don't need no dead weight. Had to kill him off, yeah, I need a head space. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me.